Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners around the world, here we go again. It's me, J.E., John Edmund, once more. And this month, it's Father and Son Month. So, over to the younger set. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Grant Edmund here, John Edmund's oldest son. And welcome to the John Edmund Podcast Sessions. Today I'll be sharing a couple of stories of what it's like with life on the road with the famous John Edmund. First of all, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a professional musician for 38 years now, and I've been involved in the music industry as a live musician, a producer, an arranger, and a composer. So I'm not that new to this game. The first really, really big gig that I did with my dad was in the early 90s, and it was the Rhodesian Centenary celebrations at Chappies Resort, what was then the Northern Transvaal. The start of the trip, we flew in a twin-engined 421 Cessna from Grand Central Airport in Midrand up to Chappies, with our pilot was Don Watt. And the funny thing was, I'm really, really nervous of flying. So we loaded all our equipment into the aeroplane. I had to take the seats out, left two in the back for Dad and I. And off we took from Midrand, and I think we were just sort of over the Pretoria area, and the one engine decided I'm not going to work anymore. Being as nervous as I am of flying, the first thing I thought of, geez, I could do with a shot of whiskey now. But unfortunately, the whiskey that I'd taken with was in the wing compartment, so there was no go there. Anyway, after about 5 minutes, losing a little bit of height, Don managed to get the engine going again, and off we went to Chappies. Coming into Chappies, woof, what a landing. It was a really, really, really rough airstrip, and by now I was so, so nervous. And all the time, Dad was just laughing at me because he's not that afraid of flying, being a pilot himself. So on arrival, as we taxied in at Chappies, I was nervous. I just wanted to get out of this aeroplane. And I remember opening the back door and stumbling out of there. And there was this tall guy and saying, "Hi, can I help you?" And I said, "Yes, please. Can you just unload all the equipment?" And he said, "No problem." And when I looked again, it was the incredible Mr. Derek Watts from Carte Blanche. And I was so embarrassed, and he just laughed at me. So we loaded all the equipment and our guitars and stuff into the combi that was waiting for us, and it was a really, really special time because the MNET crew with Derek Watts, and they were filming for Carte Blanche, and it was being directed by one of our oldest family friends, which was Mr. Mark Williams. Now, some of you might remember Mark as being my dad's musical director on all his some of the tours in Rhodesia during the Bush War. So it was really, really fantastic having Mark there. And off we went to the camp and got our bungalow and got settled in. And we were only due to play the following night. So we had a little bit of time to get our equipment sorted out, and had a really, really good evening with all the guys from MNET. And it was just really, really so good to be there and to see all these Rhodesian people. There must have been 1,000 people in that resort, everybody wearing roadie t-shirts. And the place was actually called Rhodesianaland, if I'm not mistaken. And on arrival, everybody received a little printed Rhodesian passport, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. The next morning, we were taken down to the amphitheater and started setting up all our equipment. And I was just so honored to be introduced to the Prime Minister of Rhodesia, Mr. Ian Smith, and his lovely wife, Janet, and the commander of the Rhodesian Army, General Walls, was also there. And they came up and they said they were looking really forward to the show. So we basically spent a couple of hours doing some sound checks and getting everything together and just waiting for the big night to happen. It was quite nerve-wracking because I must tell everybody, during those days, Dad and I just had to sit and rehearse because I was playing bass pedals and guitar, and we had a drum machine, and we had to get all the troopy songs in Dad's Rhodesian song sounding as close to the original as possible. And I was really, really nervous that we were going to be a little bit substandard, but at the end of the show, we got standing ovations after nearly every song. It was just the most phenomenal, wonderful, wonderful show. And we were really, really cheered on. And I think the drinks must have flowed till about 5 o'clock the next morning, because everybody was just in absolute party mode. And Derek Watts and Mark Williams went around and did some fantastic interviews with all these people that have had to vacate their land. And it was just so heartwarming to see those interviews afterwards. After spending one more day there, and then flew back to Joburg with an, thank heavens, an uneventful flight. Got back to Joburg, and it must have been on about the Tuesday morning, and Dad and I just rechecked all the gear, made sure all the cables, everything was ready, restrung guitars, loaded it all into our car, and off we drove down to Durban to do the centenary celebrations in Durban. The Durban show was held at the then Malibu Hotel, which was a fantastic, I think it was a 4-star hotel, and we had it in their huge conference center. Also very well attended. I'm sure there were about 800 people, and the Honorable Mr. Ian Smith and his wife, lovely wife Janet, were there as well. So it was a really, really fantastic show. And after that show led to quite a few more gigs down in KwaZulu-Natal with Dad and I for the BSAP people. We ended up doing quite a few really, really nice shows down in KwaZulu-Natal for the BSAP organization. A really, really great bunch of people, namely Mr. Chris Driver and Rob Bristow were always the organizers, and they really looked after us. And we had so many, many successful shows where we raised money for their organization. And one funny incident, the one year we went down and they held it at the prestigious Westville Country Club. Anyway, all the BSAP guys were packed in there with their wives, and we must have had probably about 400 people. Did a fantastic, fantastic show. Everybody was so happy. And after the show, we were all standing around and mixing and mingling and socializing, signing autographs and selling CDs. And the manager of the club came up to Chris Driver and he said, "I'm sorry, but the bar's closing." Now, that's one thing you just don't do to a whole bunch of BSAP guys, is just tell them the bar's closed without ordering a last round. And one of the funniest incidents happened that night. A wonderful chap by the name of Neville Parkin said, "I'll sort this out, guys, don't you worry." And I think there must have been about 10 of us standing around. And he went and he found an ice bucket, and he went to every table and he poured in the dregs of every drink. There was beer, whiskey, brandy, vodka, you name it, every conceivable type of alcohol, all the little dregs he had poured into this huge ice bucket, thrown ice in there, said, "Come guys, let's go out to the car park." And we all passed the bucket around and drank until it was finished. And I'll tell you one thing, what a concoction it was. So as we departed at about 2 a.m, my dad said, "Can I please have the ice bucket?" And Dad, with his wonderful sense of humor and probably one of the biggest practical jokers, we took it back to Joburg, and Dad had printed on there the Edmund and Son BSAP trophy for hooliganism. And it was a floating trophy, and every year it either went to us or it went to the BSAP. And I think it's still around somewhere. I think it might even be in Dad's collection of paraphernalia in his archives. During the years, John and Teresa had a wonderful game farm up between Tabazimbi and Warmbars, a beautiful place, Kunkuru. And every year we'd have a big Rhodesian concert up there. And those were some of the greatest, greatest gigs that I ever did with Dad, namely because I had John Ross on stage with us. And the one year, my beautiful daughter, Kelly, who's a fantastic singer, she flew out from the UK. And there's some wonderful photographs of the four of us all on stage. It was so nice to see John with his two sons and his granddaughter. And they were really, really good days. We had quite a good few shows at Kunkuru. And then after Kunkuru was sold, we had the last sort of big Rhodesian one, which was organized by Dad and Teresa at Mbizi Resort, which is just outside Warmbars. And that was also such a brilliant, brilliant show, well attended, and geez, we rocked the roof off that place. And after that, Dad and I did a couple of really, really big Rhodesian get-togethers as Edmund and Son. One was in Boksburg just before COVID hit us all. And we had a sellout show there with about 300 people. And it was really, really fantastic. And after that, we were invited by one of the biggest radio stations, community stations called IFM. And they invited Dad and I to do a father and son show at Sharky Town in Funabel Park. And it was hosted by the fantastic Mr. Rick Emden, who's one of the top DJs. So all in all, my days on the road with Dad have absolutely been fantastic. We've had so much fun. We've had so many laughs. But sharing the stage with him has just been an absolute honor. Being able to play those fantastic songs that he's written through the years and to make them try and stand out as best I can as his backing musician. And even when we're not on the road together, whenever Dad's away doing a gig somewhere, he'll phone me and tell me a funny story about maybe the accommodation that they stay in or the road they had to drive, and I do the same. So it's really, really been a fantastic ride doing shows with my dad probably since 1991 now. And it's just been a lot of fun over the years, and I've learned so much. I really have. I'd just like to thank you for listening to some of my little anecdotes about being on the road with John Edmund. And the next podcast I'm going to be doing for you wonderful people, I'll be telling you all about the time that Dad actually entrusted me and promoted me to be his producer, and I produced some wonderful albums of songs that he's written through the years, and we'll be talking about those soon. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Everybody, stay safe, be warm, and chat to you soon. This is Grant Edmund signing off.
Thanks, my boy. That was great. In closing, may I remind you all to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eye on my website. And should you want any of my music, it's available on most popular music platforms. Till next time, it's goodbye from Africa with Totsiens Salagashle and Zwakanaka.